This is episode 376. My name is Vidal, and this is The Journey. Today is Saturday, May 11th, and this is a very special recording, very special podcast, kind of out of the ordinary, because I'm recording this podcast from the prayer room at Ornelas Spiritual Life Formation at East Texas Baptist University, a.k.a. the chapel here at the school. And some of you may know this, some of you have no background when it comes to this institution, but today specifically on this beautiful Saturday, which is rainy and it's a little chilly for South Texas people, obviously, is that we're celebrating the goodness of God by seeing our firstborn, Sarai, finished this humongous landmark of college in this beautiful institution. So today's graduation, and in moments like this, I don't really see or have a choice but to simply journey in my mind and through memory lane of just this beautiful pilgrimage of not only education, but specifically education through a Christian worldview. And I'm bringing this up because, again, my background is that I actually had the privilege to graduate from this institution back in the mid-90s. I was blessed to also receive the education of this fine institution where God opened the doors as a foreigner, because back then I did not have any formal or official residency nor citizenship to be in this country, but to student visa, I was able to go through my undergrad studies and finish my college degree in this beautiful place of Marshall, Texas, in East Texas. So as I think about just even a few minutes ago, before I walked into this prayer room here at the chapel, I actually got a chance to exchange a few words with one of my former professors here at the school. And I'm speaking of professors back in between, I was here from 92 to 97. And he was actually Sarai's advisor, because Sarai is or was a history major. So again, just to go back in my mind on my arrival, I still remember that summer, hot summer of 1992 when I first arrived. I obviously remember the summer when I left this place back in 1997. And just to see in the next 30 minutes or so, 20 minutes, we're fixing to get into the chapel, and we're going to engage into a worship celebration. We're going to see graduates go through the stage and focus on the centrality of who Jesus is and the gospel. So for me, again, just looking at it from the perspective that I went through this many, many years ago, now I'm seeing my firstborn going through this beautiful experience, I am reminded that one of the advantages of coming and receive your education through the lenses of the gospel, through the lenses of a Judeo-Christian background, is that you come into places like this, celebrations like this, and you are reminded that just like prayer and faith and life, for that matter, higher education has an object. Higher education is simply the means on how you approach and you engage with the object of the education, with the object of prayer, with the object of faith, which in this case for us is obviously the Lord Jesus Christ. So today I want to remind my family, I want to remind the audience, whoever is listening, however you get access to this podcast, that the object of Christian education, or in this case a Christian institution, in a fine place such as East Texas Baptist University, it's got to be the God of the Scriptures. I mean, there's no way around. My journey of 5 years, I was on a five-year plan when I was in college. For me, I can literally spend the rest of the day giving you story after story how this place became a tangible reality of the presence of Jesus. And obviously through a theological education, this is the place where I've met some of the finest professors, Bible professors. Some of them are now with Jesus, actually. All of them are retired because it's been a long, long time. But the friendships, the mentorship, professors that actually not only shaped my theology, my understanding of the Scriptures, my passion for the gospel, for the local church, but specifically, they became friends to me. They became pastors to me. And when you're a foreigner, when you come from other countries and you come into places that you've never been with a language that you don't, it's not your native language, a language that you struggle to learn to process things. These individuals, these professors, they became shepherds to me. They became people who care not for who I was supposed to become eventually as a professional, as a pastor, you know, whatever, an adult. But they care for me and they shepherd me, they shape me for who I was back then. So again, the emotional component, I mean, this is the place where I've met friends that even today, they're friends that I have and very close friends, actually, after all these years. So East Texas Baptist, again, ministerially, I'm reminded that we actually engage into three church plants. We started two churches while we were down here, up here actually, not down here, but up here. And I started on the church plant of a third church. So we got a lot of ministerial experience just by preaching and discipling one another and planting churches. And what can I say about relationships? This is a place where close to my senior year, in the middle of my senior year, actually, that's where I approached Areli, and I simply went after this lady, the young lady, back in the, this is mid-96, mid-96, I think. I want to get my dates straight, and I went after her, and it was a long-distance relationship, and it was exactly right here in Marshall, Texas, where we're using calling cards, and this is where email, Hotmail was just coming into the picture for me, for the school. And I mean, this is a place where a lot of important decisions were made in my life. And 20 plus years later, here we are in the beautiful 2019 spring ceremony, spring worship celebration. And I guess for me, and this is where I think as a middle-aged guy and as a father of three, I am very, very grateful for Baptist work, Texas Baptist. Oh, my goodness. Again, I can spend so many hours talking about the networking, the centrality of Jesus and everything that we have done. I'm obviously biased because I am a Baptist pastor today. I'm obviously biased because my daughter, just like me, I have gone through multiple Baptist institutions where my theology and my ministerial, you know, preparation has taken place. But even today, as she graduates, Sarai is heading towards another Baptist institution to continue and study sociology and theology and to serve and to simply engage into the kingdom of God. And again, forever, eternally grateful for what God has done. I am blessed to have the rest of my family with me. Areli is with me. Both of my kids, Josue and Rebecca, are with me as well. And again, 20 plus years ago, I was here by myself. 20 plus years ago, we engaged into a journey that we had no idea what we're getting ourselves into. And all that I can say after all these years is that God is more than good. God is more than capable. And I'm forever, and eternally grateful. So if you are thinking, or you are praying, or you are looking into furthering your education, if you're thinking as a high schooler, listening to this podcast, and trying to make decisions where to go, what to do, I am going to be the first one to tell you, find places, find institutions, not necessarily that they're Christian institutions, but they're institutions that process education through a Christian worldview. That's all that I'm trying to say. Wherever you are on this engagement, wherever you are on this journey, I do pray and hope that this legacy of higher education, this legacy of gospel communication, gospel message continues. And again, even for me, for us, we get home tomorrow, God willing, we'll be home tomorrow. And then Monday, first thing in the morning, we as in both of my girls and I, will go to a Baptist seminary in Mexico, and I'll be teaching the book of Hebrews. And guess what? This teaching that I will be doing in the book of Hebrews on an exegetical verse-by-verse, you know, for a week, I'll be engaged with a bunch of seminary students, Baptist students. They are church planters. They are missionaries. They are local church pastors in this beautiful area of central Mexico. And I'm blessed to simply convey, to share, to be a part of what God was doing back in the early 90s, mid 90s in this place around the world. And now almost 30 years later, here we are continuing the legacy of this gospel, continue simply the teachings of Jesus by communicating this through educational components. And again, this is the result of men and women who are no longer with us. This is the result of men and women who gave sacrificially in a very committed manner. They gave themselves, just like the way the scripture speaks in Corinthians, they gave themselves to the Lord and to us. And so 30, 40, 50, 70 years from now, however many years from now, where new generations are in this institution, new professors, new leaders, new seminary students, college students are here, we simply want to be a part of the legacy of a life that reflected the worldview of Jesus and everything that we did. So I got to go. I'm about 15 minutes away from this beautiful celebration. I just want to say thank you to Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you to the family, and obviously proud of our firstborn and our family for their support. And there's so many people involved in this journey, people that embraced my daughter when she first arrived, friends and family. And again, I want to be a witness of what God has promised He will do and He has done. So thank you again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you for loving my family. And we'll be in touch with you very, very soon. God bless you.